welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment, albeit a short one, of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you this podcast live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, it's going to be a short one. I picked the synonym for short, terse. Yes, that's the official title for this one. Just because I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to get something new up here. I want to keep this train a-rolling. Man, I got to be honest, I'm really frustrated. I had just a lot of great ideas of people to come on. And I've emailed out people, and I've heard back from some folks. I haven't heard back from some folks. One that I thought would be a slam dunk. It turned out not to be a slam dunk. So I'm really pulling out my hair. I don't know why people are so hesitant to come on the PVD Cast, but hopefully here soon we're going to have some really interesting guests coming on. Hey, it is what it is, man. You know, I can only ask so many people. You know, I'm not going to twist anybody's arm. I'm not going to force them to be on this podcast, but stick with me. I think I'm going to have some really interesting episodes coming up here soon. So, with that being said, I'm also frustrated at my house. Had some issues with the plumbing here in my house. I've had a main drain that was backed up and had to call the plumbers not once but twice to come out to kind of remedy the situation. I think I got it fixed. I'll know when I go to do another load of laundry here, either tonight or tomorrow, and I'll figure out if it's fixed or not. Knock on wood, hopefully it's fixed and I don't have to worry about it. But anyways. Well, I didn't get a lot of feedback from my last episode, episode 49, in which I sat down with Haley and Julia from unionblue.com, the blog for the Columbus Blue Jackets. I thought that I might get some tweets, some emails and whatnot about some of the comments those ladies had, or that you know, maybe you agreed with them, disagreed with them, whatever. But all was really silent on the social media front, but that's okay, man. That's all right. I hope that you enjoyed them. I know that hockey's not always everyone's favorite topic here on this podcast, but I thought it turned out well despite the technical problems that I had. So, all right, two topics I'd like to talk about real quick. The first, of course, is the big news in the world of professional wrestling. It broke over the weekend that apparently Spike TV will not be renewing TNA Impact Wrestling when their contract runs up in October. That has led to a bunch of speculation as to what's going to happen to TNA after being on Spike TV for almost 9 years. They now might not have a television outlet. And now TNA's coming out and they're negotiating a little bit more with Spike and they feel confident they'll get a deal done here. But, you know, I gotta say this. I think that, you know, a lot of people have asked my opinion on it. I think it sucks for TNA, the timing of it. I will say I've been watching the last couple of weeks because they got me. They duped me into watching, man. Six-Sided Ring's back. So I watched it 2 weeks ago, and it was actually a pretty darn good show. I give credit to whoever was booking that particular show in New York City. It was actually entertaining and interesting. I watched this week, and this week I thought was good, too. There were a couple of matches that I really didn't think were that great. I felt a little bit sad, too, that the Great Muta, man, he just doesn't look like the Great Muta I remember. you know, I guess no one could beat Father Time. I'll just leave it at that. But I just thought that, man, you know, TNA actually is starting to be interesting again, relevant to me. I'm enjoying it. I think I've talked to a few folks that thought that these last couple shows were really good, and they were enjoying it. So it just sucks that this comes at them. I also think that it sucks for the boys and the girls, the men and the women, if you will, that are on the roster. Because, you know, whether you liked TNA, whether you didn't like TNA, at least it gave some talented people an opportunity to do what they love and make a living at it. Because there are people that are on that TNA roster that, I know this is going to sound blunt, they're not going to make it in Vince McMahon land. They're just not going to make it in the WWE. You know? So, at least TNA was an option for them. So I feel bad for those folks. I really do. Hopefully, TNA can resolve this issue with Spike. Or just find another network. And I know there's been a lot of theories being thrown out there and hypotheses as to where TNA could go. A lot of people say Fox One Sports Network, which many people remember back, I think 2003, 2004, that's when TNA, or that's where, excuse me, TNA started, was Fox Sports, in that weird, like, Friday afternoon time slot. But nonetheless, that's an option. You know, I really don't know. I would like to see maybe they could do something like many of these other wrestling companies have done with the possibility of doing some type of streaming channel. You know, OVW has one. You know, AAW Wrestling is on Matty G TV, which is available through Roku. So maybe they could do something like that. You know, the technology, I think, is there now. I mean, when you look at Emmy nominations, for an example, you know, you got House of Cards, you got Orange is the New Black, you got these Netflix-only shows that are getting nominated, and you're seeing internet companies bringing back TV shows. I just, you know, heard 2 weeks ago, Community's coming back, I think, on Yahoo, if I remember correctly. So that definitely could be an avenue for TNA, but I hope that something happens for them. I'd hate to see them go the way of the dinosaur, so to speak. I would hate to see them go bye-bye. So hopefully something will happen. TNA will get their TV situation straightened out, and we still will have an alternative to the WWE. Speaking of the WWE, tomorrow, which is Thursday, July 31st, they're supposed to have another meeting talking about the money that they've made or the money that they've lost. And many people are concerned about the WWE. See, that ought to have told you something. The WWE's having money issues, so you know that the wrestling landscape is not as solid as it once was. You know, if the WWE has issues with revenue from their deal with NBC Universal, you know it's going to, you know, just trickle downhill, if you will. But nonetheless, they claim that they have that they will announce how many particular subscribers they have for the WWE Network. I think the magic number that they said they needed 1 million, I think that I have read where they have about 600,000 or 700,000, and that's it. Should be interesting to see what happens when the WWE releases their numbers tomorrow. Hopefully there won't be more individuals that are out of work due to the budget cuts or whatnot, because rumor is $20 million has got to come out of the budget, so. Okay, so that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. The other thing I want to talk about is something that I'm very excited to be a part of and honored to be a part of. So this Friday, August 1st in Lakewood, Ohio, there is going to be a wrestling extravaganza. It is going to be a speakeasy spectacular put on by Old Wrestling. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about a year ago in Norwalk, Ohio, there was a wrestling extravaganza that was held and then later put out on DVD release of a great wrestling show, a great wrestling event that, quite frankly, takes you back in time. It's old-timey, if you will. And it was interesting, and it was entertaining, and I really liked it. I owned the DVD. I got it for Christmas. Well, it's time for the Speakeasy Spectacular, which is easy for me to say, apparently. And I'm glad that I'm going to be able to be a part of it. I'm really excited for it. They're going to have a lot of unique characters. There's going to be a lot of great wrestling action. You know, there's going to be a vaudeville type of musicians. Pinch and Squeal are their names. They're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you get the opportunity to get to Lakewood, Ohio, and it's at Mayhall's 20 Lanes, which is a historic building in Lakewood. I think, if I remember correctly, it dates back to almost the turn of the century, early 1900s. And it's a bowling alley, but it also has a ballroom and it has a bar and that in it. I'm really excited for it. I think this is going to be a unique wrestling event. I think if you get an opportunity, you got to get out to Lakewood, Ohio. Mahal's 20 Lanes, by the way, is at 13200 Madison Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio. map quest at people. I don't know specific directions. But if you need information, go to oldwrestling.com. That's O-L-D-E, wrestling, all one word, .com. You can even check them out on Twitter, at oldwrestling, O-L-D-E, wrestling, one word, on Twitter. It's going to be a great show. And heck, if you can't make it out to Lakewood, get online and order last year's show. I know it's available. In fact, I think there's a sale going on right now. But go to Old Wrestling, O-L-D-E, wrestling, one word, .com, and pick up last year's show on DVD. It was a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited to be part of it. Definitely you get the opportunity. You need to see it live, but if you can't, you know, get the DVD. All right? So, okay, this time it's about 11 minutes, and it's time for Orlando's Faves, which I've been told I need to get like a theme song or something for Orlando's Faves, like do-do-do-do, like trumpets or something. I know many of you are sitting at home going, how about getting some damn guests first, John? Anyways. So Orlando's Faves, for this particular short edition, a terse edition of the PVD cast, is going to be comic book related. I have lots of comic books to read. I'm way behind on reading because summertime is essentially the only time I can read. Due to my shoot job, I do a lot of reading and I just get so burned out. But I've been working my way through some different comics that I've been reading. And I'm going to give my fave to Power Girl. That's right. I have a couple of trade paperbacks of Power Girl. Of course, the run of Jimmy Pomliotti, Amanda Connor, and Justin Gray, their work on that particular comic book. I really enjoyed it, and it's a fun read. It's not too heavy. It's not too light. Pretty simplistic plot, but I like it. It's enjoyable. I've gotten through the first trade paperback. I'm on the second one, and then I got one more, but I'm halfway through the second one, so I actually only have like one and a half left. But Power Girl from DC Comics, that is my fave for this edition of the PVD cast. All right, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. If you don't know by now, here you go. You can always shoot me an email at johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can check me out on Twitter at PVDMVP. And, of course, visit the website, pvdcast.com, which I'm happy to say, here with one day left to go. One day left to go in July. I'm at 425 visitors. That's really darn good. I like it, and I appreciate it, and I thank all of you who checked out pvdcast.com. I really do appreciate it. Thank you much. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, hey, I'm going to start wrapping things up. So thanks for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.